online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
You know, is it wrong for me to laugh at my own clip?
Nope.
Because the power
Everybody
of the,
else
the,
is.
The, hey, the power of the, whoa!
Absolutely.
There's a timing issue to it as well. To make that work, Roger, there's a timing to the whoa to make it work.
Well, a lot of people want things just to go under the table, but you don't let it when you go, whoa!
Can you play the clip with Justin where he does that, or do you have to do that? I don't know, it may take you forever to find it.
Yeah, I have to find it. Which one is it?
Where's the steak? He goes, that's what a chef would say.
Oh, yeah. You said
yeah,
whoa.
When I say whoa, because we play it in our open every day. Mm-hmm. Back in the studio, Todd Pierce filling in for Christian Weaver. Todd, thanks so much for doing that. We appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, fellas.
Before we get to Peggy Kelly, who is the CEO of Youth Home, I heard Trey Schaap from the Short Grass today talking to the head basketball coach at ULR about golf. And he said something today, and I want to see how it sounds. I've never heard this phrase because Coach was talking about how he was playing good golf and having an impressive round. And Trey Schaap said something, a reference to it, which I've never heard. I don't know if it will be funny or not. It just sort of struck me to go, I've never heard that phrase. So go ahead, Todd, hit that if you can.
I would probably be in the low 80s to mid 80s, probably, if I had to guess.
That's still good. That's golfing your ball at that place.
No, it is.
All right, so that's golfing your ball. Roger, have you ever heard of that?
Never.
One more time, Todd, if you will.
That's golfing your ball.
All right. That's it. So that's golfing your ball.
That's golfing your ball. Let's go back again. Let me hear what the coach says.
Travis Ford. Travis Ford, by the way, yeah.
I would probably be in the low 80s to mid 80s, probably, if I had to guess.
That's still good. That's golfing your ball at that
point.
It is.
He said, that's good. That's golfing your ball.
Okay.
Listen, I've been around 62 years. You have too, Roger. I've never heard that's golfing your ball.
I never heard that.
But maybe that's what good golfers can say.
Well, maybe for
you need to say that tomorrow when you're golfing.
I'm going to say that.
You're golfing your ball.
You know what? I have not even gotten to the point to where I wear my sunglasses on the back of my hat yet. Maybe if I do that.
Peggy Kelly joins us. Good morning, Peggy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We met you last year was your first year, right?
It was.
And you're the CEO here at Youth Home, or at Youth Home, rather. And we just opened the doors.
I know.
And so, I know you guys do a good job of putting out the word for your supporters that this come on out. And I think you can max out with about 200 steaks today, 220, right?
Yeah, it might be closer to 250.
So we're looking at four grand, five grand that you'll raise today.
Yes, sir.
A nice little chunk of change to start. It's just been something, as Larry was saying earlier. You know, these kids that you have in the facility, I guess, what do you call the home-based facility, or what did he get? There's a phrase. He gave four letters. I don't know. PTRD.
Oh, it's PRTS.
PRTO. Yes. And for those who don't know, you house kids from the ages of what?
12 to 17.
Yeah, and so these kids are getting help every day in this facility, but they also have needs, too, for school-related things, and that's why what you're going to spend the money on today,
right? That's exactly right, and sometimes those supplies have to be a little different than a regular school. They have to be safe, like we can't use pencils with metal ends on them.
How about that?
Yeah, so it presents a challenge. We also, I just see one of our employees who's in charge of safety and support for the kids here, and a lot of them need fidgets. They need special
things
to keep them occupied.
By the way, real quick, I want to point out. So somebody's come in here and has bought 1, 2, 3, 4. It must be 15.
Yes, sir.
15 steaks. Where are you guys going? Going to the court.
Jail officers.
Awesome. Very nice.
Awesome.
Is that Pulaski County?
Thank y'all.
Not sure.
Okay. So taking them to the jail.
She comes every year.
Oh, wonderful.
Our supporters are the best.
And again, what are the some of the other items, you know, that you may have, that you may buy with this money?
Yeah. And we also have to have a comfort room where kids get really escalated and they need to go to a quiet place. So we may have some wireless headphones where they can listen to a little music.
Interesting.
A rocking chair, whatever.
You know, we talk, Roger, about, we're so blessed, and we goof up, cut up on this show quite a bit, but it's a reminder, talking to Peggy here with Youth Home, there are kids that have been through traumatic things in their life, and every day you guys are trying to help these kids get back to normalcy, and it's they're not there, and it's tough. I mean, some of these kids have been through amazing, horrible conditions and treatment, right?
Absolutely. We get kids that have been to two or three different facilities before they get to us, and their trauma is never really addressed, and that's something that we truly specialize in.
Yeah, you guys are doing the Lord's work. Roger and I are doing the clown's work.
But you're helping us.
Well, you know what? It makes us feel better. Hey, look, you guys do all the work. We'll open up this microphone. We'll set up the table for you.
If somebody wants to, do you guys need volunteers or helper? You've got pretty much all the volunteers you need.
We can use volunteer groups. Unfortunately, they have to be adults. You know, have to be over 21 to come out there.
Right.
The facility's been there since the 80s, so we can use some painting, some cleanups.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
We've had realty groups, banks come out with
wonderful
their employees.
Yeah, well, obviously, well, we thank you guys and appreciate what you do. This has been a tradition now. You have 14, 15 years, and we used to do karaoke. That was a deal. And so everybody knows about Youth Home. As a matter of fact, I was going to say, isn't our friends from Bathfitter? I know they're not doing the one in Hot Springs, but it seemed like they were going to do something for Youth Home as well.
I don't remember.
But anyway, it's just such a good organization, and we're honored to be a part of it because of the good work that you do. Of course, David Napier.
Yeah.
You know,
he should be in any minute.
Yeah, he's retired, though, now.
Absolutely.
So. And Peggy, what's your background? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Memphis, but I've lived all over the place, moved here from Atlanta. I came here 12 years ago to be the chief clinical officer.
Okay.
And then when David retired, stepped into that role.
Okay. Well, we'll let you. We also, too, I see you've got muffins. Got the muffin man over there.
Absolutely.
You got the muffin giving out the muffin man over there.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I see now, again, remember, when it's out, the steaks are gone. It's gone.
Gone.
And so in the meantime, if you want to come in here and buy 10 of them, you can do that, or
absolutely,
20 of them. And I do want to thank Kevin Case and the butcher shop for
everything was set up when we got here.
Yeah.
That's a first.
Yeah,
we have real knives and forks.
That's right. I remember last year you were doing it with plastics.
We've done it for years with plastics.
Oh,
so.
Wow. That's awesome.
Y'all come. That's a great time.
Well, Peggy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peggy.
Peggy Kelly
you
from Youth Home, the CEO. Thank you so much. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Someone mentioned about the fidget. You know, I don't think about fidgets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some people will use fidgets.
You know, we used to do, there was a time where me, Samantha, and any of our kids that were here, and I know Meredith participated at the time, we would come on Christmas Eve. I believe it was Christmas Eve, or was it Christmas Day? And help serve a Christmas dinner, Christmas lunch for some of the youth home when Al was doing that. I don't know if Kevin does that or not and all that. And that's when I learned more about that sort of thing. I don't even think, you know how loud I am for crying out loud. I don't think I could work with that. I'd have to calm down.
Yeah.
Because of the kids. Because how anxious they are and things like that. Look at this guy.
Oh, look at that. Chris
Hurd.
Yeah, and then at least JB's over there. You guys got the early stakes.
Yeah, so it is something that we don't think about the fidgets. We don't think about them, you know, any sudden noise. PTSD,
yeah,
you know,
right.
whatever it may be, you know. And just how blessed we are when we think about that. But it's happening every day, and some of the kids are there's some out there right now that are not diagnosed with that may be at youth home. So you're helping with future as well.
But yeah, just think about it. While we're goofing around, there's a kid over there at youth home that is going through all kind of horrible situations in his mind, been through a traumatic situation as a child. You know, Larry Betts himself talked about, you know, being homeless at one point, I believe. You know, and
well, look at you, Baz. Look how special you talk about it all the time. You've got great parents. You talk about your grandparents.
Very blessed,
absolutely. I am blessed. I wouldn't change anything that's happened to me in my life at all, or I wouldn't be sitting here with my bup right now. But with my children as well, and with my grandchildren, I just cannot imagine someone mistreating or something going on that would alter
the life of someone. I just can't imagine. That's what I'm saying. It's
heartbreaking.
I know.
So for us to be able to help out and do that, thanks to Peggy, thanks to Larry, thanks to the staff and all that.
Kevin Case,
Kevin, of course, to them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for doing what they do to help these kids. And we don't know. I mean, we go on with our lives and we wonder, oh my gosh, it's 150 degrees outside.
That's what we're worried about.
That's exactly right.
They're trying to find peace in life.
And it's, and it's, I mean, what we're worried about in our life is serious. It is for what we're going through. But if we can just think about it, maybe just for a split second or so, and helping these young folks.
If you had a today's National Tattoo Removal Day, if you had a tattoo removed, take a picture and send it to us, and let's see if we can tell what it used to be, or if you covered it up or something. We'd like to see that. Someone says here in our Middleton Eaton Air text line, golfing your ball means you have great shot control and can place your ball wherever you want.
All right. Well, we know that now. Thanks, Chap.
Someone says, why did you not get Mike Gundy to come speak? You heard me yesterday when I told everybody, you know, I love when people come up to me, you ought to get this person. Yeah. There's only anybody that I have not tried to get. So, yeah, we reached out to Mike Gundy. And guess what? He didn't want to come. Don't want to come. So again,
is that right?
Oh yeah,
you got okay.
Yeah, so I don't ever tell people that well, you need to try this person. Trust me, there's hardly anybody that I have not tried to get.
Let me tell you, I know who you still got on your list.
Yeah.
Yes, there is not anybody you have not tried to get now.
Yeah, so no, I would love to have Gundy, and maybe if he doesn't coach again next year, we can get him. But yeah, I would love to. It'd have been great, but for whatever reason, he just didn't want to come this year, which is fine. We got Gus Miles on. I think will be interesting as the next coach. Here, when somebody says, Badge, you said he's protected by the board. Does the board not get the feel of the fans when making a decision? I believe the funding and moral would skyrocket if they let him go. Yeah, there's no question that he's got a lot of folks that aren't big fans of his. But on the board, what that does is the board, they feel, you know, there's certain members on there feel he's doing a great job. And they got to, and the reason I say protect, and you know, the bottom line is the only way any movement is made is if the board decided to want to make a change and they would vote him out or fire him, just like they did Jeff Long.
That's right.
So it's just, I'm not saying it could be whoever the next AD is. That's just the way it works. And I'm not saying one way or the other. The board may not care what the fans think. The board may feel like we know that Hunter's the best choice. And they're going to do that. And that's just the way life works. If you got the people in your back, you know, you're in a company, you've got the key people in the company that got your back, you're not going to get fired. If you don't, you may get fired. You know, you never know.
100%. No, that happens in every job. Well, let me ask you this, and you can answer it or not answer it, and I'll respect it either way simply because I know you have a better filter than I have. When it comes to Hunter Yurecek, as an AD, would you be willing to give me what you would give him, a grade? Overall, and as an AD, a grade.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think he's done a good job, Roger. Obviously, he made the point the other day. Nobody could have predicted. You know, he said the NIL, you know, sort of caught him off guard, and it caught a lot of people off guard. And so we stumbled out of the blocks. That's the biggest probably criticism at this point. We got behind on the money. Raising standpoint, and he redid Sam Pittman's contract to give him more money, and a lot of people said maybe that should not have happened. But you look at some of the other decisions he's made have been very good, I think, in other sports. And then fundraising-wise, he's been behind on that. And then, you know, my main beef was with him that he fired a guy when he was trying to, you know, cut the budget back. You know, he got 900 employees there, and that's not the guy. Kevin Traynor's not the guy. You know, for a couple $100,000 or $175,000, whatever it is, that's not the guy you fire. But I think he's doing some good things. I think if you look at the rest of the program, there's some positive things happening. And but really, you know, now what he's done, he's got the stadium deal, which is good. He's got the patch with Tyson, which is good. He's raising money with Ryan Silverfield. The last couple of years, he struggled through that.
Okay.
He struggled through that
that's
process.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. And you know what? And we can agree or disagree, and I say we as a whole, on should he have given Sam all that money after that 9-win season. But there is not an AD that in the country that has not pulled the trigger way too soon on a coach.
Or extended, but do you feel the pressure to where he wins that 9 games and you think,
I've got lightning in a bottle. I better not let him go. And Sam, it was what he was. Look what goes on in Michigan. Look what's happened at Florida. Look what happened at LSU. Let's go get a coach at Notre Dame. He must be very good. So all of that. So he's pulled the trigger, and I think it was a mistake to go that far out on, I mean, Because I just don't think Sam was going to go anywhere. He had nowhere to go.
Well, that would be one of the criticisms.
And, that, you know what, and that's okay. You know what? It's a mistake he made.
He's not the only one that does that.
Absolutely not.
Which is a problem all ADs have sometimes.
That's what I just said.
Is getting the pressure of an agent, you know,
that's
Jimmy
right.
Sexton.
That's right.
You know, Sam gets rid of Judy right. Henry, brings in Jimmy right. Sexton, and immediately Jimmy Sexton
that's
squeezes
right.
the U of A.
That's right. You know what?
Right.
And I don't know who, you know what, we talk about, who was the fella that was Frank Fletcher's number one guy, but back in the day, it's past. You know that.
His handler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
that just went blank.
I'm sorry, but you know what? And what I've heard about that guy, and with somebody like Sam, or somebody like David and Doug Hendricks, or somebody, whoever your confidant is.
Yeah.
And I know with you, I can do it, and with me, I'd like to think you could do it as well, or like with my wife or my children. They're going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Right, yep.
They're not going to give you.
Yep.
And I don't know if Hunter has that.
Or does he listen?
Or would he listen?
Would he
did
listen?
Jeff Long have that? Or
well,
would he even be a guy that would have something like that?
One other thing, again, one failure. Yeah, you were talking about the pros. You know, the thing with the tennis. That was not handled properly. He probably should have vetted the tennis community
who's
better.
Who's this guy? He needs.
You're right. He probably doesn't. Well, you know, the board is probably his. The board should be that guy. They should be going down. Listen, Hunter. He should be bouncing off them. Hey, I've got this idea. Maybe he feels he doesn't need anybody's advice. I don't know.
Here's
what it says. Bill Clinton was a Razorback fan. If you tried to get him, he would be. I think he'd be very intriguing. I think he was around when I played. Yeah, I think he'd be.
Wasn't he at a national championship game?
Yeah, it would be a tough get, but I would be glad to have him.
Absolutely.
Someone says here.
Two words. President.
Let's see. Hunter Stubb, Central Arkansas, a former Hog who represents the whole program and one of the top touchdown clubs in the country. He should be bigger than that.
Yeah.
Listen to the opposite here. Okay. Badge, you're the reason Hunter Yurcheck's not coming. You criticize but offer no help. You talk a big game, but that's all talk. The reason that's not fair is that for years, we give him forums to come on our show. We do the touchdown club. We've been very complimentary. But if you think that we're going to sit up here and never say anything but positive, you're wrong.
Yeah.
If you want me to come up here and just never say there's a problem, you're wrong. You think that would be the right thing to do? No. So if something is out there.
There's a radio station for that right now.
There is. That's right. And so it's silly to go, you know, you criticize him. Oh, do you know how many emails we get during a day of people criticizing us for something we do on the show or whatever? It comes with the territory. He gets paid $1.6 million. He can handle some criticism. And if it's deserved, that's what, you know, hey. And Ryan Silverville will say the same thing. Roger, if I did something that deserved criticism, bring it on, because I did it. But to say he's not coming because you criticized, that's
right.
Silly.
No.
You know,
no. He's not coming. Look, were you did you have the vehicle that put him in this position? Yes.
Yeah.
And two things happened, and it was, and again, Hunter Yurcheck's got powder burns on that, and he didn't do it. And he should be big enough to be able to do it. If he could do a mea culpa and come here and do all those things, go, you know what, and admit those things. But as a man, it's tough to do that sometimes.
Right.
And as a man in that position, but then you got to look at, you know, who can admit their fault and make a mistake. But you know what? If he admits those things, does the board come back and go, well, you've admitted that, and that's the problem. We got to let you go. I mean, you know, he's between a rock and a hard place.
Well, seven years he's been AD, Roger, and we've been super supportive. I've been super supportive. So finally, in the seventh year, he decides to fire somebody that I think is extremely poor and is somebody that I believe in.
That's right.
It's my athletic department, too. Let me tell you, those folks up there that have been in I've been in the state 40 years. I played for that program. And so it's my program as much as anybody. So I can be critical if I think something's not being handled right.
We all can.
And you know what? Most of the time we're not. We get criticized from not being critical enough most of the time.
I get criticized and be called Navy Roger because I'm disappointed in some of the stuff. Listen, we're fans. Fan is short for fanatic. If Sam Pittman was the head coach this year and we looked at the team as a whole and said we don't think we're going to win but four games this year, we'd be pulling what left of our hair out of our heads going, there's no way this guy should be the head coach because we're only going to win four games six, seven years in, but because it's a new coach, new regime, if he wins four games, he's SEC Coach of the Year at the University of Arkansas, and we're all breathing. But as a Razorback fan, we have said, oh, we'll get him next year. Too many years. I don't have that many years left. It's not. We expect more now, but you're getting paid all this money. Players are getting paid now, and all that. You brought this on yourselves with this NIL and all this other stuff and the portal. We don't have. I don't have time to be invested in every one of these players because they're not going to stick around here anymore. I don't see them sticking around here anymore. You got to win. You got to win now.
You see Dougie come in, Roger, with it's the 609 shirt. Here's one. This is Mary Benberg, faithful listener. Cannot be there, but I'm sending a contribution honoring my favorite longtime Youth Home employee, Mindy Wright. That's another good point. If you can't be here, I think you can go to Youth Home, their website, Roger, and actually make a contribution. So that's,
can.
Yeah, that's part of it. Somebody said from our Middleton Eaton Air text line, the problem is he got crushed for telling the truth. I think he should speak and continue to tell the truth.
He did tell the truth.
So that's right, Roger. So you're right. The problem was in the world of public PR management, sometimes that's not the right time to say those kind of things because you're dealing with a PR issue, even though it's the truth. Part of PR is knowing when to say the right things, and he struggled at the touchdown club, and I hate it for him.
That's
a good observation.
He's not used to the criticism. He doesn't get it. People are marveling at the job that Hunter has done. You know what? He did two things in that one meeting that he was here. One, you were talking about hanging up the jerseys of Joe Klein, Darryl Walker, yada, yada, yada. And he said, you tell Joe Klein and Darryl Walker to shut up because it's football season.
He's missed on that.
So he said that.
He's missed on that whole thing. That's a fail.
You can disagree with me. He did it.
And Kyle Parkinson, again, I love Kyle, but that whole deal with hanging the jerseys they've missed on.
You know what? And his remarks there, and I think he said shut up, and if I'm paraphrasing, forgive me, but by saying screw that, this football season, we're not doing it, he doesn't want to hear it. Somebody lock that stuff up. Why aren't we showing off our stuff? When you come to someone's home, you show the photographs of your family and your grandchildren and all that because you're proud of it. You want to show them off. You want to show off some of those things that you have there.
Yeah.
You want to do that. And all universities do that. Why don't you have that? Why don't you do that? But unfortunately now, we've got a lot of money that needs to go towards playing a quarterback some money instead of being able to build a nice place to display some of those things. So it's money, 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 money.
A couple of people say here, Vickery and Stasis said they think Juracek moves on after he completes his term as college football chairman in January. What do you guys think about that? By the way, Gus Malzahn is on that. Who's coming to speak at the Touchdown Club is on the college football playoff committee. But it's interesting. Both Hunter Juracek and the chancellor both have their contracts coming up in the coming months. And so you've got this sort of split the board where, you know, half the board is supportive of Hunter, maybe half, maybe not quite as supportive. So it's going to be interesting, the jockeying going on about, you know, the contract for both of those guys.
Fellas, I don't care who the president of the United States is. I don't care what side of the aisle the president of the United States are. I want to support I want him to be successful for the American people.
Right.
Because I want him to be, and I want the 80th University to be successful because that means we all get to hold our heads up high when we're wearing that Razorback on our shirt and our hat that I have right here in front of me, regardless of the season that we're going to do that. I just don't know if we lose anything if the next AD, and I could be wrong, and again, I could be very wrong. Does the next AD, whenever that may be, and maybe it's 20 years, need to be somebody from Arkansas, i.e., a Houston nut, a Gus Malzahn,
some people are putting that on here. Yeah,
I don't want you in that position unless one in that on your staff. Yeah. I don't want that, but that's a selfish thing for me. But when it comes to that, Mama B, so could it be? And Jeff Long didn't want anything to do. I mean, Jeff Long followed the legend. So I mean, he had nowhere to go. Jeff Long didn't. But now you've got Hunter Juracek, and he's 7 years in. Maybe the trajectory is he's moving up now.
661-1037 is the Middleton Heat in our text line. Let's go ahead and take a break, Todd, if we can. I still have Heather Baker coming up, giving us what's happening over the weekend. Around the state of Arkansas, RJ Hawk stepping by, Steve Qualls. We'll talk about NASCAR. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that. We'll come back and go do the rundown of the Touchdown Club speakers if you missed it yesterday. I mean, really some good ones. Some of the biggest names to ever play in pro and college football are coming. Someone says here, nothing missing, not having Hunter Yurcheck, rather not anyway. I respect y'all for being honest and what you really think instead of just kissing rears. Yeah, I hope we're balanced. I hope we're free to just say what we want to say and do what we want to do, and that we're not overdoing it.
But you would never invite someone into your house and then beat them up. And you would never. And
right.
So it was not.
Right.
He didn't walk in. I don't know what the term is I'm looking for. It wasn't an ambush with Hunter Yurcheck on that one. Well, listen, we expect Hunter Yurcheck to come into the Touchdown Club and be boring and tell us about all the numbers and everything
sure?
that he's done and all that kind of stuff. But we don't want to hear that. We want to hear some fire up.
Well, here's one for you, Roger. It's about us getting criticism. We'll go to break on this. Hey, Dave and Roger, we know y'all are perfect. We all know y'all do not like Hunter. Plus, your video today sucked. So, thank you. See, that's what we get. So, we get that kind of stuff.
What
that's
video fine. Sucked?
That would be, I guess, my Facebook Live today. So, there you go.
I don't hate Hunter Yurcheck.
There you go. I'm just saying. I'm not going to want to get in.
I'm just saying.
We get criticized, too.
Of course.
And you know what? I'm not going to stop doing the show.
No.
Because criticism is part of it. You don't have to like us.
No.
You can turn the channel if you want to.
I'm not going
to
block you. You can turn the channel.
And
you
I think we've
that.
Been very fair all with right. Hunter and the U of A. We've given the U of A plenty of support over the years. I think that's.
I'm sorry. I know Sam Pittman is a great guy, and you want to go have a beer with him, and he's a super duper guy, but he was not the head coach that I needed.
You were a little critical.
I'm sorry, huh?
Yeah, you were a little hard on Sam.
I'm not sorry. I don't know Sam. Sam didn't know me. Sam's got $5 million plus more money he's making off of interest.
That's what bothers
you. Don't worry about Roger. Yeah, it is.
All right, don't go away. 7:30.
I could have done the same damn thing.
Come on to Youth Home. Come on to the butcher shop,
come
brother.
Buy some steak and eggs, Sam.
Benefiting Youth Home. It's $20. All the money goes to Youth Home. They've got about 200 steaks. They've only sold about 40 of them, and so they'll feed until 9 or 9:30, until the steak runs out, rather. So come on by. I think they'll cook it up the way you want to. Just tell them, hey, I want mine a certain way, medium rare.
Yeah,
it's Justin Moore goes.
Yeah. I think they're all medium.
Don't forget the Justin Moore finished the lyric is going to be late on the show and is straight on.
Straight
for a chance
up.
To win $100 cash.
$100.
Courtesy of.
Well, when you say cash.
Well, that's what it basically is.
I don't know.
It's basically a credit card. It's worth $100 cash.
It's a gift card with $100 on. That's exactly. And here's the thing. You're going to earn it. We're not pussyfooting around here. Not pussyfooting around.
All right, 7:32. Don't go away.
I'll give it to you, Tom, if you screw up.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
This is SportsCenter.
The Little Rock Touchdown Club announced its 2026 speaker lineup Thursday. Razorbacks head coach Ryan Silverfield will get things started on August 24th, followed by Hall of Famers Emmitt Smith on August 31st and Lynn Swann on September 8th. ASU coach Butch Jones and UCA coach Nathan Brown will both make their yearly appearances in front of the club. One person who won't, though, Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurcheck, who was invited to speak to the club, but it was announced Thursday that invitation had been declined. For more information on the speaker lineup or to check out how to get tickets, go to lrtouchdown.com. Moving to baseball, the Arkansas Travelers added some pitching depth Thursday when former Razorback Lyle Lockhart was assigned to the team after signing as a free agent with Seattle. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's still going to be very, very hot again today. Sunny with a high of 103. Heat index easily over 105, maybe as high as 108 or 109. Tonight, clear sky, warm overnight, a low of 79 degrees. Tomorrow, 103 again, and Sunday up to 104. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Friday in the zone. It's another acre-free day with Chris Kane and Pigskin Preacher joining us in studio. We'll talk to Tom Murphy and Philip Martin from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, hand out some champs and chumps from the week thanks to Washita Bar and Grill and BKC Home Builders, and we'll highlight the best of the week with the Zone Rewind. All coming up Friday in the zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, it's David Bounzel from my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Hello, this is Justin Acree. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Here's a message for all you fishermen out there. Have you ever taken part in a tournament where you can win $3,000 and have a chance to save a life? It could be your own. You can do both by signing up for the Real Fight Against Prostate Cancer Fishing Tournament. The event is August 29th. Everyone will launch from the ramp at Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock. Entry fee, $200 a boat. Launch time, 6 a.m. Weigh in at 3. Plus, there's a payout for big bass and gift cards galore. Larry Nixon, one of the top anglers of all time, will be on hand to meet and greet. Now, back to the fight against prostate cancer, which kills more than 35,000 a year. When detected early, the cure rate is 90-95%. So, what are you waiting on? Make plans to fish or come by the weigh-in, as there will be free on-site prostate screening for everyone who stops by. For more information, call 501-912-7888 or go to Facebook, Real Fight Against Cancer Fishing Tournament. All proceeds go to the Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Let's see here. It is 7:37. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We're here at Butcher Shop out here in West Little Rock at the end of 6:30. What's the name of the road again, Raj?
Hermitage.
Hermitage. I never can remember
yes,
that.
Sir. Yes, sir.
The Butcher Shop's been here quite a long time.
Have Kevin Case.
Kevin Case owns it, and Al Watkins helped start this tradition with David Napier, as a matter of fact, the gentleman who joins us now. David, what's up?
Well, I tell you, you know how you always hear about a housewife? Since retirement, I've turned into, I guess, the best house husband.
Adam,
okay.
What are you doing?
That'll work. That'll work. That'll work. Great to see you.
Thank you.
We're trying to think how many years we've been doing this, raising money for Youth Home.
Yeah. 15, 16, something like that.
This is a great idea. You got to give credit to Al Watkins for coming up with donating the food and going to his vendors.
Right.
And steak's always good. Roger, I bought one for $20.
You sure did.
Got me a big steak, got me some egg,
that's
got me
huge.
Some potatoes, a
yes.
biscuit. And so anyway, the thing I got to make sure of, David, that I don't eat while I'm talking. Mama Bass says, Mama Bass wants everybody to know that you should come by and get a steak. So there you go. Help support Youth Home. I don't know what she's wearing there. She's got the tiger print.
That's what ladies do.
Yeah. But it's hard to believe we've been doing this 14, 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a great organization Youth Home is, but you're loving retirement.
Yeah,
huh?
It's good. And, you know, I miss everybody out there. I still try to get together with the staff from time to time. And, of course, Peggy and I stay in pretty close touch with all the things that are going on. But she is doing such a great job. I tell people sometimes I was the turtle And she is the Energizer Bunny. Telling you, she is all over the place. She knows about everything. I couldn't be happier for Youth Home with her in charge.
So. Dave is also a Floridian.
Yeah.
Grew up. Where did you exactly grow up?
Pensacola.
In Pensacola.
But I went to school over in Gulf Breeze. They started the school, I won't say what year, and I was in 10th grade the first year the school started.
So. And you're a Dolphin?
Yeah, we were Dolphins.
And I was a Dolphin, Roger. I was a Mosley High School
Dolphin.
What
Dolphin?
How about that?
Gulf Breeze.
Gulf Breeze Dolphins?
Yeah.
I guess that's a lot. I guess if we've got a lot of bulldogs and stuff up here, I guess you'd have a lot of.
There's all kinds. There's sharks, barracuda.
100%, right?
Yeah. Well,
stingrays? You got any stingrays?
I'm sure we do.
You gotta have one,
seems
right?
Like
gotta
I've
be a stingray.
I've heard of one or two.
Sure.
Yeah. How about that? There's not many. You think of the state of Florida, there'd be more than three Dolphin schools.
Well, look at Miami. What's their nickname? Football team.
There it is.
Hurricanes.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Oh, you're talking about the pros. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, everything's Florida down that way. So you got. Yeah. Jefferson City coral reefs? I don't know. Not like it. Probably not. Right.
Can you do a dolphin? Can you do a dolphin sound?
No.
Whoa! Wow! Wow! David Napier there with that one.
It will be on the board one day soon, David.
Here's a couple messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Do you gentlemen of strength and honor think that a big part of why Hunter Yurecek makes gaffes and decisions that frustrate us because of arrogance? I've always thought he had an air of arrogance. I don't know. I mean, you know, people say I'm arrogant, you know, so
Nobody says it to your face.
I know in the position I was in, you have to, there's a fine line between arrogance and confidence. So, you know, I think he's got a pretty good amount of confidence, and sometimes people confuse that for arrogance. So
yeah, sure. Someone says here, Chuck and Bo talked about the Hunter Yurecek deal for 40, 45 minutes on their show, defended Hunter, no surprise. Listen, I get that.
No surprise.
Again, I don't mind people defending Hunter Yurecek. People can, you know, but that's why at the same time, don't get mad at me because we say something critical every once in a while. We've given him 7 years of support for the most part, and so If a coach says something wrong, I need to be honest. I mean, the show, and people complain about me not being, you know, rude enough or being, you know, critical enough. Yeah. So anyway, we just call it like we see it. And like I said, I'm disappointed. For those who missed it yesterday, the big names coming to the Touchdown Club, Emmitt Smith, who won three Super Bowls, was a Super Bowl MVP, still holds the NFL all-time rushing record and touchdown record.
He was from Pensacola.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to Escambia High.
That's exactly right. Looking forward to talking with him about that. And then you've got Lynn Swann, who won four Super Bowl rings. He was also a Super Bowl.
Screwing me out of two of them.
That's right, the Cowboys Super Bowl MVP. So we got two Super Bowl MVPs coming, two NFL Hall of Famers. And then you got Doug Flutie, Heisman Trophy winner, and who people may not realize signed the largest rookie sports contract in all of the sports world history. I mean, soccer, everything. Donald Trump, whatever was the number he signed, he gave him the most money a rookie had ever gotten because Trump and the USFL needed some star power.
Yeah.
So Doug Flutie came over there. And so anyway, of course, they had to throw against, what do they call that? Not Hail Mary. It's the Flutie. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, obviously he beats Miami, speaking of the Miami Hurricanes.
Phelan, I believe, was the receiver.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Beat to Miami. And both those guys, we were in Dancing with the Stars. Emmitt won. I think Doug Flutie got seventh. And then you got two of the great Razorbacks, offensive linemen of all time. Jason Peters will go down. Remember, we only have a few guys with gold jackets. Dan Hampton, Steve Atwater, Jimmy Johnson, Lance Allworth. Well, Jason Peters is going to be another one. He was in the league 21 years. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer, 9-time Pro Bowl. Yeah. He'll be coming to speak to the Touchdown Club. And also Frank Ragnow. And, of course, you know, you go back real quick to Peters. Was not drafted. Was a tight end. And this is the 25th anniversary this year of the 7 overtime game. Caught a ball, a touchdown ball in the back of the end zone for Matt Jones.
Who else has done that? I mean, for Peters to do that, for what he did at college, and then to go on, and then for the coaches in the NFL to see him and go, he might be better suited right over here. I mean, that is fantastic. What an eye they had to put him there, and for Jason to flourish in that position, to go on to get a gold jacket soon. I mean, that's what we believe for that to happen. Who else has done that? What other position? I mean, was Dan Hampton that guy? they saw a big old boy in the band and put him over here and did something like that. Well, what about another player somewhere that, in college and then they became this in the pro?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does anything just jump out?
Not the top of it. That's why, again, his story's unique. You know,
oh, my God.
He doesn't get drafted, and he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And then the other is Frank Ragnow, who only played 7 years in the league, All-American center for Brett Bielema. Four Pro Bowls in 7 years for the Detroit Lions, but retired because of injuries.
Maybe because of the Arkansas connection is the only reason I think about that with Jason Peters. But I think about Matt Jones. Obviously, he went in and was a receiver in the NFL
and not a
quarterback. So not the storied career that a Peters has,
but still.
I got a quick story about Sean Andrews. My son played against him in high school. My son was a pretty good player. And he came home that night after the game, and he said, "Dad, I never knew how pretty the sky was at night. Most of my time on my back looking up at it."
That's great. Before we go to break, we'll remind everybody, come on out to the butcher shop. It's at the end of 6:30. They're going to be serving steaks to, 9 or 10 until the steaks run out.
Right.
And it's $20 per steak, and it all goes to Youth Home. So always great to see you, David.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying the retirement life.
House husband.
By the way, somebody said they thought that Chuck and Bose claimed that the club was trying to get him in a gotcha moment. You know what my question was? Hunter.
You were trying to get him in a gotcha?
Yeah, the club does. So all I said was, Hunter, where is the state of the program? How would you say the state of the program is? That's all I said. That's all I asked. So if that's me trying to do a gotcha moment, I don't know. And here's one from our buddy Drew Glover over at Natural State Wholesale. When did criticism mean you don't support someone? I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
You can be critical and be supportive. I've supported that program for 7 years. Can I not be critical every once in a while? I think maybe they're not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't mind criticism. I don't mind disagreeing with somebody. But you should.
Well, why can't I criticize Sam Pittman without you going, "No, you really?"
I can. Well, sometimes I gotta calm you down.
Yeah. Now that I'm retired, I find myself being that way with my wife sometimes too.
What's that?
I support her, but criticize a little bit every time. Oh, honey, if you're listening, I didn't mean that.
No, of course not.
By the way, too, LSU fans, Skip Bertman, who won 5 college baseball national titles, died today or this morning. He was 88. Obviously one of the legendary baseball coaches of all time. We'll take a break, come back here, and continue to chew my steak very well, Roger.
I'm waiting on you to choke. I've got a knife ready for the trach.
Amber says the heat has everyone salty this morning.
Well,
you know what? You know, it's okay to be salty every once in a while.
Well, I do have it. I am concerned with my lawn. I've got to get it. Listen, I mean, I watered it, but this morning before I left, it's going to be 100 degrees every day. I need to cut it. Can I cut it without damaging it? Will I have a heat stroke out there? Isn't that what killed a former Razorback, Mitch Petras?
Yeah,
when it's a heat stroke and all that?
Listen, it's dangerous heat.
At our age, it's even dangerous.
I'm telling you, it will kill people today around the country.
My water bill is going to be through the roof.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Listen, but I don't know. I need Kyle Sanders to call me.
All right, come by and get you some steak here at the butcher shop. Don't go away, 7:47.
I'm okay. I like Sam Pittman.
Hey, folks, we all know life can get pretty busy and hectic. You're rushing from one place to another trying to keep up with the daily grind. But here's the thing. When you're behind the wheel, that rush can be dangerous. Driving just a little over the speed limit might not seem like a big deal, but in a collision with a pedestrian or a cyclist, those few extra miles per hour could mean the difference between life and death. Getting somewhere a couple of minutes faster, not worth someone's life. So let's all look out for each other by following those posted speed limits. And while we're talking about it, let's keep these other tips in mind. Put that phone down. You can't watch out for pedestrians and cyclists when you're looking at a text. Are you alert, calm, and focused when you drive? If not, rethink your habits. And seriously, don't block crosswalks when you stop at intersections. Last but not least, avoid alcohol and drugs when driving. They impair your judgment and reaction time. Walking or biking on our road shouldn't feel dangerous, so let's look out for each other when we're behind the wheel. Drive aware, Arkansas. Save lives. This is a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Let us go and let us go.
take your family to the best Christmas show of the year. Pentatonics Christmas in the City Tour. Saturday, December 12th, Simmons Bank Arena. Pentatonics. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Come celebrate with the Grammy Award-winning favorites. Pentatonics Live.
Hey, folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline Chargers, up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Transform your life in just 20 minutes twice a week. That's exactly how it works at Max Strength Fitness, the ultimate anti-gym. No mirrors, no music, just private one-on-one strength training in a temperature-controlled, sweat-free studio. Efficient, focused, and it works. If you're 40 or older and want to get stronger, protect your health, and feel like yourself again, this is it. Check out their new location in West Little Rock at Canis and Autumn. Claim your two free workouts today at MaxStrengthFitness.com. Max Strength Fitness, 20 minutes twice a week, guaranteed.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Queen is E3 or 4, Rod. You want to be a part of the show 64-1037 here at the Butcher Shop here in West Little Rock. I'll be here till 10 o'clock. They're feeding steak and eggs to everybody for $20. All the money goes to Youth Home. Chuck Johnson, one of our faithful listeners, says he was working up in the Heights.
Hey, Chuck.
And said, hey, I should go by there and bought three for his buddies he's working with.
Cool.
Three steaks. And you just ordered yours. I
just ordered mine. Thank you.
Mine is
much.
Outstanding.
You just ordered yours. You ordered yours a little too soon. which is okay because you made a donation to Youth Home, and I'll do the same thing. And before we forget anything, not only yesterday did you not mention my name. You mentioned Wes Sutton. You mentioned
Steve Qualls.
You mentioned John Neighbors. And you don't mention Roger Scott. You right-hand man, my best bump.
You know,
the last time
the last time I mentioned him?
He wasn't there.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There's Dallas.
You want me to hold my pee?
I think everybody want to welcome
it's
to my right-hand man. I couldn't do this without him. Everybody, please turn. What? Roger?
Oh, he's not here.
Not here. So, yesterday I did. I got covered up. RJ knows what I was dealing with.
My bladder to explode.
But I will say this. Our man Roger was, he was not only there, but he was there early and
thank you, Robert,
and hanging out in the back. Now he did immediately come in and see me and start questioning me on some things that were being passed around the office.
I sure did. I found out about the Hilltop group.
So the other thing, you know, that's still out there is who the mystery guest. And I'll tell you, we've told you it's two people actually. They're going to be at Simmons Bank Arena. And try to keep that quiet. Yeah. Try to get the details finalized. People have asked, is it Tom Brady or Nick?
That, you know,
Saban?
What?
It's not.
So
Sam,
on social media last night, I was. If you type in Little Rock Touchdown Club in the search feed, the 100-year check stuff is being overloaded. But there is also a group of people that there is a poll out talking about who is the mystery guest for the Touchdown Club.
Right.
And there were. It was. Tom Brady, Nick Saban, Tony Romo, and there was a coach, I can't remember who it was, that was on there. Because the Tony Romo factor was because of his drinking and driving, and he's got the leave of absence from CBS. And so I just thought that was pretty funny, because now people are like, okay, who's the mystery guest?
I know. Well, you know, we're having to go there because we need a bigger area. Yeah. The state house is not available.
People ask me about that because you're going to Simone's.
Yeah, Simmons
Macarena. But that is not because you needed to have 17,000 people.
No, you did not. Yeah.
You needed because the big room that Brett Favre or Peyton Manning was in was taken.
And we've not done this. So
but if we get 17,000, that'd be kind of cool.
No.
This will be a challenge. We've never done this in Simmons Macarena. They've done plenty of shows on the floor there, and we'll be fine. But I think it will be full. It will be. I think the interactions are going to be. Between these two guests will be really interesting. It'll be one of the best gets we've ever had. I think it'll be very compelling. It'll be natural in nature. But I do want to thank all of our sponsors. Simmons Bank yesterday. Yeah. You got Jay Brogdon, the new president.
He's a really cool guy.
Great guy.
Baz is dealing with some stuff before. He said, I need you to go out there and just talk to Jay, make sure he's good. And you're going to introduce Jay to everybody here. And I said, okay, cool. So I go out there and talk to him. And just a normal, and not that George Mackers was not, but Jay was just great, man. Yeah. We just sat there, and he's, former basketball player, he's really plugged into the community. And
those comments were great yesterday, talking about the Touchdown Club is about community. What a crowd for a press conference announcement. I mean, we must have 150 people.
Especially with the air conditioning not working.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, we can't have you out on the field, but we're going to make it 100 degrees inside the press box. It's like, wow.
You look in the suit, though.
A couple other things, too, Roger. You were talking about what are players that maybe, I don't know how you phrased it, but here's a good one. Talking about players like Jason Peters that maybe didn't make it successfully or big time in college, but end up transitioning to the pros. Somebody met George Wilson, but he was a receiver, right? I think he was already a receiver and goes on to have a good career, I think, for the Bills. And then somebody mentioned the kid who was a defensive end at Parkview. What is his name? He was a receiver at Parkview. He goes up to Arkansas, becomes a darn good defensive end, all SEC, and he was a first-round draft choice. But he was a receiver at Parkview. Cannot believe I just went blank. Jamal Anderson, thank you. Oh. Jamal Anderson was a two-star wide receiver, but goes up there and grows and ends up being a first-round draft choice. Didn't have the greatest pro career, but a first-round draft choice overall.
Well, so Jason Peters, was he in college? Was he an offensive tackle he's an offensive tackle that had great hands that they put receiver? Was he a receiver that just got bigger and the NFL saw him? Let's put him in front, because he's got to block some pretty big boys.
Yeah, Sean Andrews, who was a All-American, and so Peters was not quite that big. He was probably a 250, 260 guy, which is still big, but Roger, maybe not big enough to be the tackle.
Okay.
So I think Houston just said, hey, we'll make him be almost like an extension of Sean Andrews, but he had good hands, and he was a good athlete. He's for that to be that big and could run and catch, that was very unique. And so then I think what you were saying, gets to the NFL and it gets bigger, and that they go, wow, you've got the agility. You need to put on another 20, 30 pounds. You're going to be in the Hall of Famer. That's exactly what happened.
The texts that are rolling in right now, Baz, of people that are taking – now that you've said that it's two people – the number of texts, so Steve Rook, who used to be at ASU Three Rivers, says it's got to be Kelce and Mahomes.
Oh. Well, they're playing.
And then John Vines, who you guys know, he says, well, it can only be Jimmy and Jerry because of last year having Jimmy at the club.
Of course, Jimmy, we already had Jimmy. I try not to bring back the same person.
Yeah,
so
but
Jerry would be great.
But you've got those things that are being floated.
Yeah,
out
it's
right
fun
now.
Have fun people for people to talk about. Of course, the Buzz will be there every week.
I will say that. So this morning I was coming in.
I don't know if you can hear the music.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, well, I'll tell you on it.
Okay.
There's some negativity from another radio show in the state.
I know. I said it. But
the quote was, I've put on Touchdown Clubs before, and, it's really not that hard.
Oh, is that what Mo said?
And said, they clearly can't get their schedule done because they've got a missing spot on their
own.
He said that on the radio.
Okay,
the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is pure Arkansas.